From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Chelsea Handler is a stealth celebrity. From her late-night perch as a talk show host on the E! Cable Network, Handler has built a sizable fan base for her brand of raunchy insult comedy. Handler also has a string of best-selling books, and they've sold so well that her publisher gave Handler her own imprint. Its first book, Lies That Chelsea Handler Told Me, has just been released. NPR's Lynn Neary has this profile of the publishing phenomenon.
When Chelsea Handler's last book, Chelsea Chelsea Bang Bang, was first released, the comedian-turned-writer accomplished something very rare. She had three books on the bestseller list all at the same time. Not only that, she beat Karl Rove to the top of the list.
When we found out that I got, you know, came in one and he came in two, my sister said, she called me and she said, "Do you think Karl Rove's just sitting in his study in his boxer shorts thinking, who the hell is Chelsea Handler?"
Handler's surprise at her own success seems genuine. Not so long ago, she says, she was doing stand-up at Starbucks. Now she regularly hosts celebrities like Will Ferrell and Jennifer Aniston on her talk show, Chelsea Lately. And she's known for quick comebacks in conversations with stars like Rihanna.
Hey, Asta.
Hi, cutie. How are you doing?
I like your dress.
I like your body.
As Handler tells it, she began thinking about doing stand-up comedy during a mandatory driving class after she was stopped for a DUI. She had to go in front of the class and tell them about her arrest.
I got up there and I told my story and how my sister turned me in and I was using her fake ID and how I called the cop a racist and he was white. We were all white. So nothing really made any sense. And people were laughing. And I just remember thinking, like, this is the best feeling. I mean, the instructor finally came and said, "You need to get off the stage." And then I thought, wow, maybe I should do stand up.
The youngest of six children, Handler admits she was a spoiled child, and her comedy does have a bratty kid quality to it. She likes to make fun of people and play practical jokes. On her show, she surrounds herself with a motley crew of regulars, including a Mexican dwarf named Chewy.
I don't even think Chewy knows what this holiday is. I'm guessing he thinks it celebrates his favorite condiment because he calls it Cinco de Mayo. I'm left on my own to celebrate. Tonight, I will strap on my sombrero, fire up the blender, and spend the rest of the evening thinking about what's really important on this day. Why the hell Mariah Carey named one of her children Moroccan?
Handler says she first started thinking about writing after she read a book by humorist David Sedaris.
Before I read David Sedaris, I didn't know you could just kind of write disparate stories and put them together and have them be about whatever. So that kind of opened my eyes, and that's when I read one of his books. I thought, wow, I could do this. I could write like this.
Handler can be brutal about other people, but she is also brutally honest about herself. In her first book, My Horizontal Life, she mined her own sexual exploits for a laugh.
She doesn't play by nice girl rules.
Beth de Guzman is a vice president and editor-in-chief at Grand Central, a company which has published books by comedians like Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. Grand Central published Chelsea Chelsea Bang Bang, and de Guzman says Handler promoted that book tirelessly.
Usually you try to make sure that celebrity will give you 2 weeks, and she came to us and said, "I want to do a comedy tour, I want to do book signings," and it went on for months and months and months. So after we saw how good the book was and how committed she was to supporting the book, we knew we wanted to continue to be partners with Chelsea.
So when Handler's agent proposed that she get her own publishing imprint within Grand Central, the company said yes. That means Handler will not only write books, she'll also publish other writers' work. For the first book released by her new imprint, Lies That Chelsea Handler Told Me, Handler commissioned her oft-abused colleagues, friends, and family to write about the ruthless lies and practical jokes she has inflicted upon them over the years.
This book I just kind of oversaw and edited and kind of added stuff at the end of people's chapters and added a bunch of pictures. But this book to me is kind of like, it's kind of the end of the road as far as my practical jokes go, because I don't know who's ever going to believe anything I say again after this. It's like the girl who cried vodka.
As for the future, Handler says she'd love to discover a great comic writer. And she knows one thing. She wants to publish books that make her laugh a lot.
It's so relaxing to laugh really hard. I mean, there's no better feeling, even if you're not in on the joke, to see someone else hysterically laughing when they can't contain themselves. And we've all had that, where you really think you're gonna pee, you know? Like, you're laughing so hard, and you can't get it together, and you know it's totally inappropriate. That's what I want people to be doing.
when they read your books.
Yes.
Handler's not sure exactly what her next book will be, but she says her dog Chunk is working on his autobiography. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.